Praise to you and peace be multiplied from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Why did Luke write his gospel? You heard his answer in his own words in the gospel lesson that was just read. I should actually try to get into the meaning of that by doing some formulating of my own.
Today is Monday, October 22nd. The chapter speaker for today is Professor Daniel.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is the gospel lesson which is appointed for this day, written in the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 6th chapter, beginning at the 24th verse. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and men. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. But your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Therefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. In his account of the life of Jesus, St. Matthew the Evangelist focuses upon two major themes. First, he declares that Jesus taught as one having authority, expounding the scripture, and lived the life so that all might know that it was fulfilled which was spoken of God through the prophet. St. Matthew proclaimed that Jesus was the Christ, the anointed one, foretold by the prophet. He came to fulfill the law and the prophet. But St. Matthew also emphasizes another theme, that Jesus called and taught disciples, equipping them for discipleship. As Martin Franzman noted in his book, Follow Me, Discipleship According to St. Matthew, it is this gospel in particular that spells out most incisively the meaning of discipleship and gives the clearest and completest record of the intent which the divine revelation given in Jesus made on the men who were the first recipients and became the vehicles of that revelation. St. Matthew, in describing discipleship, organizes his gospel around five great discourses. And our text is a portion of that first discourse, the Sermon on the Mount. In this section, which is our text, Christ declares that it is impossible to serve two masters. We cannot serve God and mammon at the same time. And he calls us as disciples to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Simply put, this text, as the Old Testament lesson, tells us that we cannot at the same time serve God and sin. For the word mammon is really a Syriac word meaning sin. But is not another God, but rather sin. But St. Matthew is saying we cannot serve the Creator, and at the same time the things which He has created. In this text, St. Matthew, or Jesus through St. Matthew, is quoting a Jewish parable or proverb, namely, you cannot serve God and mammon. And it seems that this was well known by the people who were listening to him. They knew what this meant. They had no difficulty in applying it. And yet Jesus went a little bit further, and he did exemplify and amplify this proverb. He says, we cannot serve God and mammon. And this is what it means. That we cannot be serving God if we are primarily concerned about food or drink. We cannot be serving God if we are primarily concerned about our physical appearance and our raiment. We cannot be the servant of God and the servant of sin. It is impossible. We must love one or the other. We cannot serve both. This is an important message for our 20th century, for we are living in an age blessed by prosperity. And certainly we are tempted so frequently to seek after things rather than God. Food has become, if our advertising is any clue, a cult. We seek after it, and we glorify it. So also with drink. We seek to have the right wine with the right food, or to have the beer with gusto, or the king of beer, or the champagne of beer. And of course, it provokes many arguments, which is best. For others, it is a body beautiful. We plumage it, we build it up, we add weight, we take off weight, we strengthen it, we burn it, we shape it, in order that we might look good. Not to do work, but that we might appear good. And so also it is with our raiment. We're ready and willing to run after any new fashion decree that emanates from the couture, or at least somewhere. Certainly, we, in a seminary environment, know all of this. And certainly we say we do not have these great sins. But let us not be too eager to judge the world and not ourselves. Are we so eager for morning coffee or for a late breakfast that we forget to come and nourish ourselves with the Word of God and chapter? Are we less than moderate in drink and spend more on drink than we contribute to missions or to the upkeep of the congregation? Do we spend hours at play in the gym or on the playing field and grouse about the number of hours we have to spend studying the Word of God? Are we more concerned about how we appear to others and clothe ourselves in a clerical collar as if this is our righteousness rather than charity and kindness? It is to us that Christ addresses his coming. It is to us that he turns and reminds us that we are known by our work. We are known by our servanthood. And yes, whom do you serve? God or sin. Indeed, this is the thrust of the text. We cannot serve God and sin. We cannot say we serve God if we lust after or seek after the things which God has created. He keeps calling us to trust in Him above all things, to be servants, to be slaves to God, to love Him and live out His discipleship in this world, that we use food to feed the hungry, that we give drink unto the thirsty, that we heal the sick in body and spirit, and that we clothe the naked. This is what it means to seek first the kingdom of God, to do His righteousness. For it is throughout the entire Gospel of St. Matthew that it is made clear that we are not above our master, that the disciple is not above his Lord, and that Christ has provided us food and drink, a healthy body and raiment, not to glorify ourselves, not to be sought after, but to provide them to us so that we might serve him. And this we pray, that we might use those gifts of God for the furtherance of his kingdom. May he strengthen us to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And may we give thanks for all that he has bestowed upon us. Amen. The peace of God which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.